So, Samuel F.B. Morse was a painter and inventor. Here's a story about an actor and inventor. It begins in a nondescript storage facility in West Los Angeles, which contains a little-known bit of Hollywood history. It concerns the late, legendary Marlon Brando, but it's not about any of his stage or screen roles. NPR's Felix Contreras traveled to Los Angeles to find out more.
Behind this roll-up door sits a collection of items from the very public life of Marlon Brando, the actor. Among them is a marked-up script for the film Mutiny on the Bounty and a large box of letters of admiration from people like Frank Sinatra. There is also a peek into the life of Marlon Brando, the inventor.
Yeah, I see the conga.
Can you see it?
There were three made. This looks like the second one.
Let's take a look and see a little bit, huh?
Grammy-winning Latin percussionist Poncho Sanchez, patent attorney Kevin Costanza, and Brando estate executor Avra Douglas, they're all here to dust off Marlon Brando's patented invention for tuning conga drums. Yes, you heard correctly. The Oscar-winning actor was also an amateur drummer and inventor with four patents to his credit. Attorney Costanza says Brando was a regular reader of Scientific American magazine and had a seemingly endless stream of ideas.
He had these shoes that you could wear in the pool that would increase the friction as you walk on the bottom of the pool, give you a better workout. And he was fascinated with the geodesic dome, always talking about ways to build things using the geodesic dome.
Through assistance, Brando contacted Costanza and hired him to work on the drum tuning design. But Costanza says Brando's people laid down some very strict rules before any conversations could begin.
He doesn't want to be called an actor. He doesn't want to know that he's your favorite actor. He doesn't want to know how much you loved his movies. He doesn't want to talk about acting or Oscars or any of those kind of things. He was an inventor, hiring a patent attorney to get him patents for his drum invention.
Brando spent more than 5 years working with Costanza on schematic drawings. Production designer Jack Connor made custom drum parts. Then in 2002, Brando was awarded the first of four patents for various parts of his design. Basically, Brando's system would replace the five or six bolts around the head of the conga used to tune it or change its pitch with a system of linkage connected to a single tuning lever.
Boy, Marlon had to sit around and think about this for a while. Let me tell you, Max.
But Brando died in 2004, and efforts at licensing the design to conga drum manufacturers came to a halt. The design then became something of an urban legend among Latin percussionists.
I heard about the drum, but I'd never seen it before, so this is the first time I'm seeing it. Pretty far-out invention, man.
Spider webs.
Poncho Sanchez met Brando in the late 1970s, and Brando called him 2 decades later to seek advice on the invention, and the two spoke on the phone frequently.
It was outrageous at first. My wife, I'd be out on the road, and my wife said, Marlon Brando called you today.
All three prototype drums made for the patent applications were thought to be lost until Kevin Costanza recently tracked this one down in this storage facility. He was anxious to see the design in action. Sanchez was eager to finally test it out.
If you want to hit it, I could crank on the crank and see if you can get it to change the pitch.
Brando's invention attempted to improve on a design that has been in place for well over 6 decades. Inside the storage room, Costanza turns the crank on the side of the drum connected to the linkage inside while Sanchez tested the tone.
So you have to tighten it up. So this would have been a good idea where I could just reach down and tighten it and then the pitch would go up. That's kind of a good idea, you know?
Soon, the drum was ready for a test drive. Ultimately, there were no takers for Marlon Brando's invention. A representative for a drum manufacturer that considered marketing the design told me he thought the idea was practical, but he was reluctant to tell the actor it was not very cost-effective, joking that he was afraid of an offer he couldn't refuse. When Costanza mentions Brando's frustrations at all of the production delays and his own failing health, the executor of his estate, Avra Douglas, suggests the great actor, or rather inventor, would have been more than pleased with today's events.
I know he was very excited about it. He had really high hopes. He was passionate about it, and he would have been thrilled to see Poncho playing it.
For now, the drum will go back into storage. Douglas says there are no plans to do anything with the design other than let it rest with the other mementos of a very full life. Felix Contreras, NPR News, Los Angeles.
This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Susan Stamberg.